As you begin the heart meditation, take a moment to make sure you're in a really well-supported posture. Usually this practice is done lying down, but it could also be done in a chair. If you're in a chair, make sure that you're fully supported so that you can relax completely without any tension. And if you need to feel safe, to feel comfortable, take a moment just to open your eyes and look around the room. Make sure that it feels like a safe space and that you're here and now in this room. If you're outdoors, similarly, just take in your surroundings. Make sure that you feel relaxed and comfortable. Allow yourself to feel the points of contact between your body and the surface supporting you. Allow your body to spread and make greater contact with the surface beneath you. And take a moment to feel your breath, perhaps inhaling for a count of four and exhaling for a count of six. If there are any parts of the body that feel tense, you can breathe into those areas, through those areas. And exhale, releasing any tension. Now taking a moment to place your hand on your chest and just feeling the contact of your hand against your chest. You might notice a temperature or a sense of pressure. There might be a sense of ease or relaxation. You might feel the heart beating, or the chest rising and falling beneath your hand. And we'll just keep the hand there through this meditation as a sort of anchor and support. Now beneath your hand, I'm going to invite you to imagine a heart. It could be like a Valentine's Day heart, or if you can visualize an actual heart or an energetic heart within you. And imagine yourself going inside the heart within. And from inside the heart, you'll see two doors. And I'm going to invite you to open these doors. Open them wide up. And take a moment to stand there looking out the doors. And what you see looking out the doors are steps going downwards. Now, if you turn around and look inside the heart, you'll see parts of yourself. The parts of yourself that you like, that you feel proud of, that you like to show the world and feel good about. This might be the parts that you get approval for. Your accomplishments. When you look down the stairs, outside the doors of your heart, you see other parts of yourself. All the parts of yourself that you're trying to fix and change. The parts you're disgusted with, that you'd like to hide from yourself. And experiences which really hurt. Sometimes even the light that you are that you might be scared to see. So just have a look and see what's down at the bottom of the stairs, outside the doors of your heart. And we're going to invite them in. So all the cheating, the disappointments, the abuse, the assaults. We're going to go down and greet them and bring them up into our heart. You're going to let them know that they're all welcome. You are who I am. The happy part and the painful part. Come on in. I don't leave anyone at the bottom of the stairs. So just have a look and see which parts are there. And one by one, bring them into your heart. You might see the parts that are feeling guilty, shame, anger. The parts that have hurt others, that have been hurt. Even the things that you wish you had never done. Invite them all in. We have to bring the parts inside and outside together. Because it's all what makes you who you are. Let's not be afraid of ourselves and of our experiences anymore. Let's say, this is who I am, with all the scars and brokenness. Welcome them into your heart. You are part of me, and I am a part of you. And we're all perfectly imperfect. Every human being is damaged goods. That's what makes us beautiful. compassion is not just for the parts of us that we like, it's for all of us, for every part. It's like if you walk in a forest, you look around, you see all kinds of trees. You see crooked trees, skinny trees, big stable trees. Trees that have been hit by lightning. Trees that someone's carved their initials into. Trees that are leaning over and being supported by another. And this is what makes a forest beautiful, this diversity. Each tree is special. The crooked tree is not any better or worse than the tree that's leaning. In the same way, we're all trees in a forest, each of us bringing our own experiences, unique gifts and understandings. We're real, natural. That's what makes us lovable. That's what makes each and every one of us special. Just take a moment to feel all the parts of yourself coming into your heart and the specialness of everything together that makes you, you. If it helps, you can imagine yourself walking through a beautiful forest, appreciating the diversity of all the trees and creatures. All the crooked branches and scars and growth and decay. The life cycles. And as we see this, we can wish well for ourselves. Wishing for our true happiness, true peace. And total well-being. Perhaps feeling your hand on your heart again, feeling that touch, that sense of comfort. Starting to feel your in-breath and your out-breath. And just taking your time to slowly return to the room or place where you are, opening and closing your eyes. And just taking care of yourself in whatever way you need as we wrap up the heart meditation.